everybody. Welcome to episode one of the Download Podcast. The Download, a show about Chicago starring those who know it well, aired on WGN 7 to 11 o'clock at night for the last 3 years. And now it has made its natural transition to digital life. We're very excited to bring you this podcast. It's a podcast that Pete Zimmerman and I have always talked about. We're excited to do it, and it's going to be as we get started here at our new studios. Right now, to give you an idea, I'm looking out at a bunch of unfinished studios. We've got the one microphone that works. We had to kick Duffy out of his studio for 10 minutes to do this. But we're going to, while these studios are a little bit in flux and they get built up, we'll bring you parts and parts of the Download Podcast. But when we get it up and running and the studios are available to us, this is going to be more of a polished show. So what you'll get in the next weeks or so will be probably one-off interviews, maybe a carry out here, a live performance from a band, Pete Zimmerman talking about his foster dogs, Frogger, and everything in between. So we'll do that. Does that sound good? I'm excited about this. And, I guess we get to it. Thanks for listening. Well, my first guest is a comedian, an actor, and star of the Comedy Central show Detroiters. Sam Richardson plays Sam Duvet in Detroiters, the comedy that follows two ad men producing local commercials. Richardson and Tim Robinson are the guys behind the show, which starts season two this week. Well deserved.
So WebMD says I have colitis. Turns out when I lost all that weight, I thought I was getting healthier. I was actually getting sick. So now I can't have milk, ice cream, cheese, can't have yogurt.
Dairy.
Yeah, exactly, dairy. Can't have it. So Chrissy made me a dairy-free dinner last night. It was actually pretty good. God, I love her. Honestly, every day I wake up, I'm so thankful to have her. When are you going to settle down, man?
Can you help us settle a bet?
Sure.
Excuse me. We're talking. Move it along. Thanks. Seriously, man, when are you going to settle down? It's amazing.
Yeah, Tim, I do want to meet somebody.
Then what is stopping you?
Hey, I like your shirt. That color looks great on you.
Oh, so you just interrupt people? Is that your whole gig? You interrupt folks? We don't know who you are. Later, dude. Seriously, why are you not settling down?
Because of you, Tim! It is impossible to meet girls around you.
Okay, that's insane.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, I'm insane, man.
Suit yourself, man. I'm giving you advice. What if he's right? What if he is insane and I'm just a figment of his imagination? Oh, man.
Richardson is known to Chicagoans as a former Second City star and, of course, known to national audiences for his role as Richard Splett on HBO's Veep. That plus so much more. Sam Richardson is so damn good, and it's my pleasure to welcome him back to the Download. Sam, thanks for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it.
I got to say, man, I'm a huge fan of Detroiters. I think you guys are just awesome on that show.
Thank you so much.
You get season two here. What's the biggest challenge for you to go from season one to season two as a performer, but as a creator? Is it about taking with what you learned the first year? Is it about continuing the story touch? What is it that's the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge is to do better than you did before. You know, like you don't want to like just plateau with what season one does. You want to like take that and improve upon it. But I say there's more advantage than there is challenge, because like with that, you also have that first season is just like training and like practice for writing another season. So you have like all that, you know, you have 10 episodes of like working on this show that you get to like learn the characters and like the world that you kind of like made, the rules right for the show, how that show works. You've done that for a whole season. So now you're coming on season two, you've got all that in your toolbox and you're just kind of like expanding the world a little bit.
Do you, as a writer, do you try to go in uncharted territories with the characters and with Detroiters, or do you try to stay with the standard which got you there and continue the jokes that you guys created in season one?
I think with Detroiters, we really try and like pull a little bit from our real life and then like, you know, make that a little heightened and crazy, you know? So, it's just kind of like learning to turn ourselves up to like, you know, another 50%. So that you're at 150% of who Sam Richardson is is for Sam Duvet and the same for Tim Robinson, you know, so we're trying to take our experiences and like and our friendship and just like amp that up. However, like me and Tim, our real life friendship is pretty much like it is on the show. Like we are those guys. But like the stuff outside, like however, like how angry we get on the show or how like depressed and like just, I always say that Detroiters is Tim and Sam or Sam and Tim if we were half as dumb and twice as stupid.
Half as dumb and twice as stupid.
No, I was wrong. That was wrong.
No, it works.
As lucky and twice as stupid. That makes sense.
Half as
the
dumb.
First one just makes me dumb. Anyway, first one just makes me an idiot.
Well, I always wonder, you know, because the show is about your relationship and you guys as writers and creators and comedians play off of that relationship. And the relationship obviously changes because you guys are now working together. You spend a lot more time together, and I would assume with your careers both budding in different directions, less time in some ways. How do you make sure that it's not an insular conversation, that the show doesn't turn into, hey, it's us two on a set? Like, how do you make sure that it's an authentic and a translatable relationship?
I think the whole filter of the show is really through like love. So that's the main thing. Like we love each other. We love the city. If you play that well enough, it'll be accessible. And like we also used to spend every like waking moment together. Cause when we were at Second City in Chicago, we were on the main stage. And so we would on Tuesdays through Sundays be doing 8 shows a week at Second City. And then Mondays we just go hang out all day. So like spending time together was never one of our, like it's never a fault to us because we were so used to doing that. But then like also doing that through comedy, we also kind of have had experience making our comedy relatable to an audience. If that makes sense.
Right. That's the training. Right. I always wonder because I love Detroiters, and a lot of what I love about it is the local references. To be able to use real Detroit icons, the newscaster and the other people that I don't know. I'm from Chicago. I don't understand. But I do also share your affinity for, you know, in Chicago, all the local references and the things that we know only as this market. So talk about how important it is for you guys to not just write the love letter to Detroit, but include the parts of Detroit that the rest of the country does not know.
I think with that love letter, we also want to show facets of Detroit that is always ignored, that we, being from there, like, this is Detroit to us. You know, there's so many different interpretations of it, but it's never, the one on TV you never see is, like, of families and people, like living normal lives. It's always, like, desolate streets and murderers and robocops and all that jazz. So it was very important for us to like include the part of Detroit that is, you know, Belle Isle. It's like parks. It's a city. It's an actual city. It's full of people who love that city. So that, you know, the challenge there also being that we didn't want to have a show that makes fun of Detroit, but we're never like downing Detroit. We are, Detroit is the third character, like we always say. Right. So it's there making the jokes. It's like, I always say it's like your sister. If you have a sister, you can make fun of her all you want to, or you can tease her and all this stuff, but you'll never let somebody else bend the guard is up,
right,
you know?
Right.
You're like, what'd you just say? I don't think so, you know?
Sam Richardson's
on
the line.
That's what it's like for us.
He of course, the star of Detroiters Season 2 starts this week, along with Tim Robinson. Both these guys spent some time in Chicago at Second City. You know, to be on stage together and to be in main stage and learn how to entertain audiences and have that translate into the careers that you're having now, I'm interested in what you kept with you from the stage at Second City. As you continue your career and the trajectory is so intense, whether it be film or television and whether it be HBO or Detroiters, what do you keep with you from the experience that you had on Wells Street in Chicago?
I'll tell you what, like my first biggest thing, like really gave me a career was my time at Veep, and which we're still working, which last season comes up. We'll start filming the last season end of the summer. But Veep let me use my skills that I learned at Second City, because at Second City, you know, we write our shows through improv. So, like, improvisation is a big part of it. So, you know, like, you'll improvise a scene while you're writing a show in front of the audience. And if it works, then you'll go back and you'll like kind of find the bullet points of the scene or, you know, some lines here, some lines there, but then you keep on improvising it over again until it's right. So when I went in for my first day of rehearsal for Veep after the table read, that was the process. It was like, well, I already read the table read, and then we put the script aside and then re-improvise the stuff. And I was like, oh, this is what I've been training my whole life for.
That's awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah, right.
You know? So I think it went well enough that they asked me to come back at times, and they were like, well, let's make him part of the cast. But it was very much thanks to my training at Second City that did that for me.
Do you do that on Detroiters? Is it the same concept?
Well, with Detroiters, we write it ourselves, you know? So, like, all that improv kind of happens throughout. Yeah, so that kind of happens, like, in there, because we're in the writer's room or in front of computers just, like, doing those same beats and, like, making it sound like us and making it sound real and, like, kind of working those things until it's exactly right for us, you know? So that's kind of a helpful collaborative style that we learned through sketch and through Second City training.
You know, for you to have a show right now that's going to season two on Comedy Central, along with all the other projects that you're working on, to have it be a love letter to the city that you're from and also have this moment in your career where you can work on the projects that you want to work on, what does that mean to you? What does it mean to you as a comedian, as a kid who came up through Chicago and went through the Second City and are in this position you're in now? What's it mean?
It's something that I have to, like, stop and like, realize is real, because it's such a best-case scenario that I'm just so incredibly lucky, and I have to, like, stop every now and then and be like, okay, act like you've been there. Don't spend your whole day just in awe of how amazing it is. You kind of got to do it. So, like, every day I wake up, like, so excited, and because it's what I love to do as well. So it's not just like, oh, I get to do it, not that I have to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Tim and I used to, when we were in Chicago, both of us in the main stage and on the touring company, we used to say every day, wouldn't it be great to go back to Detroit? But wouldn't it be great to go back to Detroit with something? So to get to do this on that level, doing, like, comedy with a comedy about Detroit, I still can't get over it. It's a literally a dream come true.
Sam Richardson, the former Second City star, who now is the co-star of Detroiters with Tim Robinson, which season two starts this week on Comedy Central. Also, of course, on HBO's Veep, which also should be coming up next year. And also a new YouTube Red project with Adam Pally, which was just announced. Congratulations on that. Sam,
thanks so much.
Thanks so much for taking some time out and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for talking with me. It's an absolute pleasure.
Well, that's the first one, Sam Richardson. How great was that? Okay, so we will be back tomorrow with another podcast. We'll figure out what we're going to do then. But until that time, you can listen to me on the Steve Cochran Show every morning, 6 to 10 here on 720 WGN. And, of course, the podcast here in the download, which you somehow found, so I don't need to give you how to find it.